Hi you! You are listening to the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show with your host Stephanie Smulders, a podcast that helps you uncover your business full potential with the power of authentic marketing, mindset, personality, and flow. We invite driven entrepreneurs to talk about their mission, inspiration, and discover their hidden business treasures. I'm your host and online business coach, Stephanie Smulders, a passionate entrepreneur with 12 years of experience, a full-time traveler, and a lover of unicorns. I believe you are ready for the next step. Let's jump right in. Welcome to this episode, and I'm so excited to be talking about this. In today's episode, we are going to look at how to ask for reviews or testimonials from your clients, whether you are a service provider or you sell products. This is going to be an episode where you want to take out pen and papers, because I'm going to give you the exact questions that I ask my clients in order to get great testimonials that I can use everywhere, but also how I get video testimonials from my clients. So are we ready to get started? I think so. The first thing that I want to ask you is, are testimonials a part of your marketing strategy at the moment? I want to see you nodding your head, even though I'm not physically there to check, if you already use testimonials and reviews in your marketing at the moment, because people tend to really want to see who you work with, who you sell to, what it is that you really do, because it helps you also to see the work that you're doing for people, to see how people are receiving your service, how they're looking at your brand, how they are receiving everything that you're doing for them. And this also helps them to connect on an emotional level with your current or past clients, because then they can identify with the type of people that you tend to work with. And there is like a lot of research that has gone into reviews and testimonials. That's why websites like TripAdvisor are so big and so popular, but also websites that have like a really big section of reviews and giving kind of testimonials and giving a rating. That's why on booking.com and things like that, it is so, so important that you get good ratings and you get good reviews and testimonials, because word of mouth recommendations and customer reviews are often trusted more than what you say about your own business. So, and is this true for you too? Like, be really real with yourself right now. Do you check reviews before you book your next hotel, before you visit a restaurant, before you buy anything online? I know I do. I really look at what other people are saying about whatever I want to buy or whoever I want to work. It's oftentimes the first thing I really look at. And that's why it is important to include reviews and testimonials in your marketing strategy. But it might be a little bit tricky in how do you get there? How do you get those first reviews, testimonials? What is like really the thing that you do in order to get really good reviews? Because you can also get people who just send you, oh, it was great. Yeah, that's not really going to help you in really using that testimonial to get other people on board. And I recently got this question from one of my clients as to how do you get testimonials from clients and how do you get people to make video testimonials for you. But before we dive into the technical part of that, I want to look at the mindset behind reviews first. The first thing as an entrepreneur, what I want to ask you is, why are you currently not asking for a review? Are you afraid that clients might tell you that you are not good enough, that your services aren't good, that your products are faulty? What is really under that whole topic of you not being open to feedback? Because testimonials, they don't always have to be 100% good. I always leave room for people to give me feedback, because the more feedback I have, the more I can improve and the better my services are going to be. And I want you to pause this episode so that you can take notes, especially if you're driving. Please don't drive and make notes at the same time, or make sure that you really, really re-listen to the parts that are going to spike your interest. And why we starting with mindset is because oftentimes people are afraid to openly ask for feedback, as is the whole imposter syndrome. People are not confident enough. They don't really trust their own concept, their own product. And there's no bad thing that's going to happen if you start asking for reviews. Oftentimes, you're going to be surprised with the feedback and the open reviews and testimonials that you're going to get. But there are obviously a few things that you have to keep in mind when you're going to ask for a review, but also how you're going to use that in your marketing and overall business strategy. The first thing that we're going to look at is get really clear on why you want a review. Is this to improve your offers and your products? Is this to share it in your Instagram stories? Will you be putting this on your website? What is your why before asking for a review? What are you really wanting to do with this? And this obviously leads to the second point, is where are you going to use the testimonial? Are you going to use this in Instagram stories? Your format is going to look different than if you're going to put this on your website, or if you're going to put this on LinkedIn or on Facebook page or on Google. Like, you want to know where this review or this testimonial is going so that you can optimize the format and you can optimize the way that you're going to ask for the testimonial so that it fits the exact location. The third point that I really want to make, and this is something where you might be taking notes, is that you want to make it as easy as possible for your clients. So you want to guide them in making a review for you. People they're not trained to make good reviews for you or things that are really going to spark interest from other people. And you can easily guide people in this process. There are multiple ways how you can do this. One of the things that you can do is you can hop on a 15-minute call and ask your questions, or you can email your targeted questions. You can use then that transcript of that email or of that call and piece together their comments in a logical way and then send it to them for any adjustment to sign off. And clients tend to love this because it is less work for them. You're making it as easy as possible. And you can also do the same thing by sending them a quick email with the questions, including, or a form where they can submit their answers. And the only thing with this is some people like to write and others feel it's tricky to convey their thoughts, or they may not want to spend 20 minutes on making a form for you. So you want to look at what kind of clients do you have and how much time are they willing to spend on you. If you're selling a product of $20, you're not going to hop on a call and you're not going to send them a questionnaire every time they buy something from you. If you're selling a $5,000 package, then obviously you're going to spend some more time in getting feedback and getting a review and a testimonial from them. And the difference between having a review is very much more for courses, info products, actual products. A testimonial is a testimonial to a service. If you have given them a personal service as a coach or as a copywriter or as a service provider or anything, you're going to look more at testimonials than at reviews. So depending on who your clients are, you're going to have different ways that you're going to ask for a review or a testimonial. And the fourth thing that you want to look at is your timing. When do you ask for a review? So this ties in with looking at number three as well, as to how are you going to ask it, but you also want to know when are you going to ask this. And the way that I do this and that I tell my clients to do it is to do an analysis of your customer base and the journey they take with your product or service in order to determine when might be the optimal time to ask for a testimonial. Ideally, you ask for a testimonial right after the customer had an experience of success with your product or service, so that they are happy with their results and with your working experience. And when they sit down, they write or film a testimonial from that happy place. And you can plan in asking for testimonials also in your yearly sales review. Like at the end of the year, you send out a general broad survey, which includes a testimonial question. Keep this in mind. Are you going to automate certain things, or are you going to send requests manually? And this also comes down to your customer base and the exec's journey that they take, but also the kind of product or service that you have. If this is something that you're struggling with, just reach out to me. I would love to look at what would be a good fit for your business as well. And the timing, the placing, your why, that's all very important. And it also really all starts with understanding your audience. And something that I feel why a lot of people are not asking for reviews, or they're a little bit reluctant into really doing this, is that it's not part of your strategy, of your system. Like, make it a part of your checkout procedure or of your offboarding. Make it so standard that you are just ticking off a box, done, rather than going back and forth if you want to ask the client or not. Just ask every client or don't ask any client. Like, make this so normal that it's a no-brainer for you to go and ask for a testimonial. If people are not giving it, that's fine too. You can move on, you can follow up, you can have a procedure for this. You're asking anyone, but make sure that you do have some kind of procedure in place for you to ask for reviews. It will be so much easier for you if you already have a template, if you already have this included in your email sequence, if you want to automate this, if you have this in your sales strategy checklist that you can tick off. People are busy, but you're an entrepreneur, you're also busy. So make it as easy for yourself and for your clients. And they're doing you a favor by writing your review or by giving you a testimonial. So you want to make sure that you streamline the process for both parties. And that really brings me back as to really, really being thankful and giving people the credit that they deserve, because you are asking for time from them. So make sure that you are thankful for the words and the time that they are giving you. And I also see writing a testimonial as part of the work that you do together, especially for service providers, reflecting on where you were and where you are now because of the work that you've done together, or the work that you as an entrepreneur, as like a web designer or copywriter, what you have done for them is an important piece of the puzzle of offboarding a client. And I've actually started to write case studies of my one-on-one clients, as this is very informative for me to see the progress we made, but also to see the progress that I made as a coach. Like, the difference between my first clients and my clients now, that's incredible. But also for my clients, they sometimes forget all the work that we've done over 3 or 6 months or even a year. And asking them for a testimonial often reminds them to reflect on where they were and where they are right now. And you want to give people that opportunity to reflect as well. So if you're going to ask for this, make sure that you give them enough time. If you ask this on Monday and you send the follow-up on Tuesday, that's way too soon. People are super busy. So be thankful, be mindful of their timing. Do follow up, make sure that you do, like, remind them, because people tend to get busy, they forget, la la la. So you can still remind them of, hey, remember I asked you to do this, can I help you with something? If you don't want to, that's also fine. You can definitely remind them. And what also often helps is giving people a reason to say yes to giving you a testimonial or review. It's like, you can look at a special promotion, a shout out on your Instagram, a coupon code, a special thank you note that you sent them. Like, there are many ways that you can really be thankful for the time and for the words that they are giving you. And the last thing that I want to talk about this topic, and this is something that someone asked me in a Q&A recently, is, are there guidelines or a rule of thumb for testimonial in terms of length, words, how to create them, all of those kind of things? There's not really a rule of thumb for testimonial. It's having a clear idea on why you're asking them and what kind of idea you have that this testimonial is going to do. So if you're a service provider, you want people to talk about the service that you are providing in their words. So I always guide with kind of guided questions as to the kind of things that I want to hear. Often it's like 5 sentences or 2 sentences. If it's just something that I'm going to use for social media, it's going to be shorter. If it's something for my website or for a case study, it's going to be a lot longer. So I have different processes depending on where my testimonials are going to go. And when I worked with e-commerce stores, I've worked with a lot of brands, like physical product brands, is you want to make sure that they talk about the quality, the delivery, the customer service. So depending on what you feel might be a good fit for that client, you can cater the questions around the kind of testimonials that you want to get. So if you feel like you have already a lot of testimonials who talk about your product, you can change some of the questions that you have or the things that you put in your email or in your message as to cater it to the other topic that you want feedback on or that you want to review on. You are actually kind of helping clients in using the words that you want to hear or that you feel like you could use some insight on, a review on. Often this is also part of your branding experience, like the words that you use in your copywriting, in your branding, in the way that you put in your content, in the way that you put yourself out there. You'll see that reflected in your reviews because people tend to subconsciously pick up the words that you use often and reflect that back in reviews and testimonials. If that is not the case, it is very important to go and look at, my clients, my actual clients are using these kind of words and I don't have this in my copywriting. How come? It always helps me, reviews and testimonials always help me to fine-tune my own message and to help me fine-tune the message of my clients. So when I do audits, for example, I'll read a lot of reviews and testimonials and be like, hey, your clients are using this kind of wording and you say something similar, but it's not exactly what they're saying, how about you switch that up so that you really speak their language? And that's like a hidden trick of why testimonials and reviews are so important, because you can use it in your own copywriting and it will make your branding so much stronger. If you're still here, if you're still listening, I do have a course that's catered all around branding. It's called Build a Brand, and it is the perfect situation for you if you want to get that foundation for your brand out there. This is just a little pitch. If you are ready to take that next step in your branding, go to my website, stephaniesmulders.com, build a brand, you'll find it. This is end of my little promotion here. And if you're still here, I want to talk about my exact questions as a coach that I ask when I ask for a review or a testimonial from my client. So you want to make sure that you establish where they were before they started working with you, where they are right now, and what you have done together to get there, how they feel, and definitely remind them about certain things that you have done together. So I customize the kind of questions that I ask my clients when I'm going to ask for a testimonial. The first question is, what was the biggest change in your business from your time working with me? My second question, what surprised you the most about your time working together with me? What was your biggest win? What would you say is the number one benefit of working with me? What would you say to someone who was on the fence about joining my brand, my Build a Brand course, my deep dive sessions, blah, blah, blah. So those are my 5 most used questions. Depending, this is definitely more for my one-on-one clients. Depending if I'm asking for testimonials for a course or for a masterclass or a workshop that I've done, I tend to keep it a lot shorter. I will ask 1 or 2 questions. because I do want to get a lot more reviews and testimonials in for something that I sell more of. As to my one-on-one, I only have a handful of clients that I work with, so my testimonial process is going to be a little bit more lengthy. I often also hop with a person on the call just for like a 10 minutes call, and I record that, I write it out for myself, and then I ask them, is this okay for you? Do you want to change something? Can I use this on my website? I always ask for permission if I can use a review, a testimonial, a note that they've sent me. And I often have, like, this is a little personal insight. I often say to myself, people love to give me testimonials. People love to send me the results that they're getting. People love to give me notes and wins and those kind of things. This is part of my mindset, so that I am getting used to people reviewing my work, reviewing the work that we do together, because I used to be very scared to ask for feedback, especially when I first started out. I was scared to really ask for what do you think, like, what would you change. One of the questions, I have an offboarding sequence for my one-on-one clients. One of the questions is, what would you change through this program? I was so scared to ask that question, but this one particular question has helped me so much in fine-tuning my own services, because every time someone answers this question, I can make my service better. I can make what I offer to you better by your feedback. And that is why testimonials and asking for reviews are so important. It's not about you. It's not about your ego. It's about performing better. It's about becoming better by every single review that you get. Also, if you get them somewhere online, make sure that you reply to it ASAP. Especially if you are on Google or Facebook or LinkedIn, you get reviews, you get testimonials. You want to make sure you answer as soon as possible, because this is also part of how do you want to be perceived by the world? What kind of values do you have? Are you good with communication? Those kind of things. So that's something, like, I think I always give a lot of extra insights when I'm doing these kinds of podcasts. Episodes. So that was all about how to ask for a review or testimonials from your client. And really, the last thing that I want to leave you with, and something to ponder after this episode, is, are you giving out reviews when a service and product is good, or only when it's bad? Think about that. And after this episode, go to a page, TripAdvisor, Booking, Etsy, wherever you've last bought something, went somewhere, and leave a glowing review. You have no idea what this means for the person on the other side. This means the world. This means a dance. This could mean tears. This could be your good review, could be the highlight of someone else's day. I hope this was helpful for you. And I want to know, are you going to ask for testimonials today for your business? If so, do let me know. Share this episode. As always, I'm so thankful you were here, you were listening. I would love to see you in the new episode. You have reached the end of another episode of the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. Be sure to visit stephaniesmulders.com to get access to the show notes and discover our fantastic bonus content. Make sure to sign up for the freebie vault to get access to all the extra material. If you've loved this episode, please make sure to give it a good rating, subscribe, and leave a review. It is so appreciated. Thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you very soon.